Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Pam Danziger, 11-year member of our Brain Trust, the president of Unity Marketing, author of Putting the Lux Back in Luxury. Is that the last one, Pam?
That's the most recent, yeah.
Most recent one. And all the others you can find, Pam, D-A-N-Z-I-G-E-R, Pam Danziger, unitymarketing.com is the website. Pam, we're talking about the Henrys.
Yeah.
High earners, not rich yet.
Yes.
They'd like to be. They're working on it, but... And the thing is, they could be any age, right?
Well, you know, many of us are thinking about right now about the millennials, the younger generation, the people that are coming up. And if you look at the demographics of income, highest income people reach between 35 and 54 years old. Now, the millennials are just turning 35 this year. But so many millennials, so many Henrys are millennial generations. They're starting their careers. They have two incomes. And it's often those two household incomes that lead to a higher level of, you know, Henry level of income. So millennials, if you want to target the millennials that are going to reach ultra affluence in the future, you really got to start nurturing them as Henrys, which, again, is a lower level, lower income, more mass affluent consumer, someone looking for good stuff, but looking for value too. But they're going to be ripe and promising for the future, those millennials on the road to affluence.
So Henry, folks, is not so much a demographic as it is an income level. And but also, so we were talking about different ages. A person who is 35 who's a Henry is going to be seeking different things than a person who's 65 is a Henry, right?
Exactly.
Because a 65-year-old is looking for different kinds of stuff. They're not, probably, you know, they've already got their nice dining room suit. They've already got their, you know, maybe, you know, they've already got certain things. Whereas a 35-year-old is looking for different stuff.
Exactly. Well, you know, people at 65, at retirement age, people's spending behavior changes dramatically. And, you know, oftentimes at that age, they're downsizing as opposed to upsizing. But the millennials, younger people, are building their households and are on an acquisitive life stage. So they are a great prospect for furniture businesses, for home furnishings businesses, for jewelry businesses. I mean, for all kinds of businesses in local communities that serve, you know, serve the households and serve sort of those life stage kind of events that people go through as they progress along their road of life.
But there's still plenty of 60-something folks who are just coming into some good earnings years. They're not planning to retire, especially business owners, small business
owners. Exactly. Yes. Yes.
But they're more likely to shop for a cruise than they are a dining room suit.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's true. Yeah, that's what one of the biggest changes that happens as people mature, as these Henrys mature. If they're maturing and in that 60 to 65 range, they spend a lot more money on experiences, you know, rather than on buying stuff. Again, they've got their houses full. They've got their closets full. They've bought up all that stuff, you know, and again, they're getting rid of it. I mean, they're downsizing. They're passing it along maybe to children or grandchildren, and most of those don't even want the stuff anyway.
That's the truth. Yeah, try to give your antiques to them, right?
Yeah, they don't like that. Give them high-tech
They want IKEA or something like that. So what are some other strategies for dealing with the Henrys?
Well, first of all, you really got to understand the demographics of your community. And the Census Bureau has a lot of information, so you can understand the average income and then who are higher income consumers in your markets. And you can also tell, you know, you drive around communities, you can often tell who's a Henry just by the kind of house they have. Now, they're, you know, Henrys don't live in gated communities, but they live in fairly larger size homes that are probably newer, mm-hmm. well landscaped. I mean, they're communities where you can find Henry's, and direct marketing is a really good way to reach Henry's and
really?
Ultra affluent households is by buying mailing lists that are tightly focused on neighborhoods.
Even today, direct marketing still works.
Well, you know, there's so much noise online. There's so
right.
much noise coming at us all over the place. So advertising in a direct marketing way with a direct message that's
right.
targeted toward
it targets that Henry. Exactly. That's the whole point of your work.
Yes, exactly. What they value. And you know, I have to pay, you know, I'm a researcher. I have to pay to get people to talk to me,
mm-hmm.
you know, in a research environment. But small businesses are dealing with customers day in and
That's
day
right.
out. And the more you talk to them, the more you learn about what they want. It's not about what you have to sell. It's about what they want to buy. And that should
be the
message.
If you ask them, they'll tell
marketing.
You. If you ask them, observe what they're doing, but if you ask them a few things about what makes them tick, they'll talk to you about it.
You bet. Chat them up. Because people want to talk about themselves. That's the most fascinating, you know, thing or person that they know.
The most fascinating
themselves.
Thing in my world is me, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Pam,
the more you can engage them and learn from them and then take that learning and translate it into an offering in a direct marketing way,
right.
and you might want to tap, you know, a advertising firm or someone to help you write and structure that.
And
that
find
message.
Out who their friends are and try to get to those guys, get referrals.
Right, well that's the role then I think of Facebook and
yeah.
some of these other social media messages.
Unitymarketing.com. Pam Danziger,
yeah.
thanks for being here. Good job.
Thank you, Jim. Take care.
Pam Danziger, great story on the Henrys there. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.